Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. 2025 is projected to be a boom year, and January traditionally kicks off a major wave of hiring, particularly within the small business community. However, many small business owners are often juggling multiple roles simultaneously and lack the manpower, time, and resources needed to efficiently vet all of the applicants and hire the most qualified candidates quickly and efficiently. On the line with some tips is industry hiring expert and LinkedIn's Director of Product Management, Andrew Chimka. Andrew, what are the biggest hiring challenges small businesses are facing as we enter 2025, and how do you see the landscape changing this year?
Yeah, it's a great question. January is peak hiring season. So within the year, it is when most people are job seeking. It's when most people are hiring. Small businesses enter the year thinking, how can this be the best possible year for my small business? So hiring is at its peak. We've also learned from some new LinkedIn data that 66% of US HR professionals at small businesses are planning to hire more this year than last year. So not only is it the peak time to hire, there are more people hiring this year than the last year. Some of the challenges that they're facing is that there's a lot of great talent out there, but the more interest you're getting, and you know, a lot of people are looking in January, it's even harder to identify because you're getting more interest, you're getting more people outreaching. And so you have more time spent reviewing resumes or trying to create job postings, and those tedious tasks can really add up in terms of time.
LinkedIn data shows that a significant number of small businesses plan to hire more in 2025 than they did in 2024. What do you think is driving this shift in hiring patterns?
One of the things that we are seeing is that around 66% of the small businesses are saying they're hiring more than this year than last year. It's also coming off in January. It's like the time to think about, you know, what's the new year, new me. And so small businesses are doing the same, thinking through like, how can I make this the best possible year to grow my business, get more clients, you know, spend the time doing the things that I want to do for it. And so that is generally what we think is driving that trend that's causing more small businesses to hire this year than last year.
How critical is it for small businesses to rethink their hiring strategies in 2025, particularly when it comes to attracting and retaining top talent?
It's definitely really important that small businesses continue to think about how they can attract the best talent. And a couple tips that I have is, first, showcase what makes your business unique. One of my favorite small businesses that I worked for, every Friday, they provided lunch from a local spot. It was the owner would go and pick up lunch for the office. And that was, you know, such an amazing part of, when I think back on all the places I worked, it's one of my favorite things because it meant that I got to have great local food and spend time with the people I work with, which, you know, I enjoyed. And so when you're talking with people that are interested in joining your company, showcase those unique aspects of your culture. Those things matter a lot. The second tip that I have is, consider a skills-based hiring plan. So skills-based hiring also is a little bit jargony, but it simply just means a way to expand your talent pool. So one of my favorite examples is, someone was hiring a customer service representative, and they were looking in their local area and not really finding too many people with that role. And so what they did was they broke down the role into what they needed. They need someone who's amazing with people, could handle difficult questions, react on the fly. And they ended up finding that people who are former nurses or teachers or even store associates were amazing. They had the right skills. And just by expanding what they were looking for, not based on a job title, but based on the skills that were required, they opened up completely new talent pools and were able to hire much, much faster. And then lastly, leverage AI hiring tools. They can help you take on time-consuming tasks so you can focus on running and growing your business.
You mentioned that learning opportunities are a key factor for candidates. How can businesses highlight these opportunities in their job listings or interviews?
Learning opportunities are one of the things that people often look for in their careers. And so whether you are using LinkedIn Learning, which has a learning platform that has been really valuable to companies that are trying to learn new skills, or just doing more interpersonal trainings within the company, or, you know, allowing your employees to grow and take on multiple roles. Often on a small business, you know, you're not just doing one job, you're often kind of doing a couple jobs because there are just fewer people. And that is pretty unique, especially in kind of only offered often at a small business. And so when you can emphasize those things, it makes it really exciting, because who doesn't want to learn new skills? Who doesn't want to grow and get better, especially as we, you know, we're in January, everyone has New Year's resolutions. So, you know, that'll definitely be top of mind for candidates.
What role do non-traditional benefits like flexible work hours or unique company culture play in attracting top talent, especially for small businesses competing with larger companies?
Yes, small businesses do compete with other companies for talent. But again, there are so many things that make small businesses great. And, you know, one of those things could be the flexible work environment. You know, maybe you allow employees to work from home a certain number of days a week, or you're open to fully remote. Those benefits are real benefits. People value those things. And again, like, even just small things, do you have like a company sports league, or everyone, you know, get breakfast in the morning together? You know, those things, those unique cultures and perks are treated like perks. They're benefits that not every workplace offers, and every workplace kind of has their own, you know, spin on it. And I think small businesses have some really unique ones that they should just emphasize as much as they can, because again, one of my favorite work experiences was working at a small business, and it was just kind of a free lunch.
How can small businesses assess skills accurately without relying on traditional metrics like degrees or past job titles?
Yes, skills-based hiring. When companies are looking at job titles, they often break them down into skills. And LinkedIn's new AI assistant really focuses on looking at a resume or a LinkedIn profile or anything that you submit in your application and trying to understand, you know, the skills that are being demonstrated, whether those are like directly written out or just understood from your team leader. So you obviously have collaboration, you've led people, and those skills are what make up all job roles across the world. So when you are thinking about hiring someone, it's not necessarily about the role they previously held. It's what skills they have. And those are the things that you're looking for. You're looking to deploy those skills at your small business. And so using LinkedIn, which has over 41,000 skills that it understands, is one of the best places to shift to a skills-based hiring approach.
LinkedIn has introduced an AI assistant to help small businesses streamline the hiring process. Can you explain how this tool works and how it addresses the specific challenges small business owners face?
Of course. There are over 2.5 million small businesses that use LinkedIn to hire. So we're always looking to help them do more. So one of the things that I shared around that it takes up to 15 hours a week to review resumes, that's a lot of work. It's a tedious task where you're opening up resume after resume looking for similar things. And so as you mentioned, we're launching an AI assistant that helps people hire. And one of the things that it does is it reviews resumes for you. It will look at exactly what you have shared you're looking for. As resumes come in, it will sift through the skills that are demonstrated there to really match it up exactly with what you're looking for and surface those top people to you, so you can spend more time speaking with those candidates versus reviewing resumes, which we know is the much more enjoyable part of the hiring process. So that's one way the AI assistant really focuses in on helping small businesses and their unique challenges. Another way is we've tried to make the AI assistant as simple as possible to use. So really all it takes is, what role are you hiring for? Whether it's a manager, office manager, accountant, salesperson, you know, engineer, whatever it might be, you just share who you're hiring, and the AI assistant gets to work putting together a full hiring plan, drafting you a job post, searching for people, and getting to work on your behalf. So those are two of the ways that the AI assistant really focuses in on helping small businesses.
How can small businesses balance using AI for efficiency while still maintaining a personal touch during the hiring process?
Yeah, so with LinkedIn's new AI hiring assistant, we're really tried to use it to just automate some of those tedious tasks. So whether it's writing that job description or searching through people to find who to invite to apply or reviewing resumes, those are the tasks that AI can do a great job at. It can automate some of those repetitive tasks for you. while hopefully that can give you more time to spend interviewing and talking to people who will join your small business. And, you know, finding fit with someone, cultural fit that you relate to, that can only be done from a small business owner, you know, having that conversation and that deep understanding. So more time back to be able to do that is going to hopefully make hiring a lot more human and also better hires.
How does LinkedIn's AI assistant help in evaluating candidates? Can you walk us through how it creates a shortlist and how small business owners can use that information to make better decisions?
The AI assistant, as you are describing who you're hiring, it works on crafting a job description with you. And part of that job description, you're listing out what you're looking for, what skills and experience you ideally want. And so when you get applications, the AI assistant uses those same qualifications that you shared you're looking for and helps look at their LinkedIn profile, their resume, anything they submitted as part of their application to help identify who has those skills that you're looking for. It puts together a short list of top applicants for you to review and look at and decide who you want to hire. At the end of the day, who you want to hire is your decision. And the AI system just helps make that a little bit easier for you to make that decision.
I'm speaking with Andrew Chimka, Director of Product Management for LinkedIn. What do you think is the future of AI in hiring, especially for small businesses? And how will it continue to evolve to meet their needs?
That's a great question. I think more and more small businesses are going to adopt AI hiring tools and shift to making the overall hiring process for both job seekers and hiring something that is enjoyable, something that people look forward to. It's not, oh, I have to hire again. It's, oh, I have to hire and my AI assistant's going to do the things that I don't want to do. And that'll be, you know, easy for AI to do and for me to feel confident that I can automate. And now I get to spend time talking with people who are excited about potentially working in my small business. And so if more hires are having conversations with job seekers, that also means more job seekers are having conversations instead of just, you know, reviewing job after job and applying and hoping to hear back. So that's kind of where I see the market going. It's interesting. Adding AI to this process will make it more human, but I see that's where in a year or two, that's where we'll be.
What other tips or strategies would you offer small businesses who are planning to scale up their hiring in 2025?
I highly recommend whenever you are talking with a candidate or even posting a job to showcase what makes your small business unique. You know, I often think about one of my experiences at a small business that I worked at in Michigan, where every Friday the owner would pick up food from a different local spot and we'd all sit down and have lunch together. And that was one of my favorite memories of working. And, you know, that can be done in a small office, right? Like that's much harder when you're in a large company and people are in different offices. So having that unique culture and being able to demonstrate it and communicate it is really, really valuable. The second thing that I would recommend is adopting a skills-based hiring plan. So when you're thinking about skills-based hiring, it really just means don't anchor specifically on the job title. Focus on what the person has previously done and the skills that they've been able to demonstrate. So a common example I like to give as a small business was hiring a project manager. And they weren't finding success looking at people who had previously been project managers in the area. And so they switched to looking at the skills they needed, which were, you know, collaboration, teamwork, attention to detail, making sure that they're really timely. And they found that event planners actually had a lot of those skills, which makes sense, right? Event planners plan weddings, which, you know, the details really, really matter. And so being able to consider people with the right skills they were able to expand the talent that they could consider and their talent pool, and it made hiring a lot easier. And then lastly, I already touched on it a little bit, but leverage AI hiring tools to take on those time-consuming tasks, because AI will be really good at that. And hopefully it can make people more productive running their small business because they now have more time.
In your opinion, what's the most important thing small business owners should focus on when it comes to hiring in the new year?
The most important thing is don't shy away from new tools, especially those AI tools, which are, there's more and more of them out there. LinkedIn is building a new AI assistant to really help the 2.5 million small businesses that are using LinkedIn Hire already today. And leveraging those tools can give you more time in your day, which I know everyone wants, especially the incredibly busy small business owner. So don't shy away from those new tools. Work to discover them and incorporate them as part of your processes.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been speaking with Andrew Chimka, Director of Product Management for LinkedIn. Any last thoughts for us?
If you're interested in getting more time back and in hiring and being able to spend more time running your small business, visit linkedin.com/smbhire to get access to the AI assistant.